and the schooner no ice pump. And the schooner no ice pump. And the schooner no ice pump. And the schooner.
So we start show number 9 with Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. I am Dust Crooner, but Gene, who the hell are you?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk, yo, right here at Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. We got show number 1, we got some wine, and hey, that kind of rhymes. We got show number 9, and we got some wine, and we got a special guest
Hope
for you.
Hope Springs Eternal.
Charles, let me just tell you about the guest that we had. Charles, don't interrupt me again. One more time you interrupt me, I swear to God. I'm going to take your organs. So we got a great guest.
His name is somewhere.
Franz Hackel, and he's
Franz Hackel.
Yo, what are you, a fucking echo?
Yes.
So, and he's a composer, he's a trumpet player, recording producer, engineer, I don't know.
Renaissance man.
He's a Renaissance man, really.
Franz, welcome to our program.
Yo, say hello.
Hello.
It's official. He said hello.
He said hello. Franz is here.
Yeah.
Franz is Austrian, not Australian. Austrian, for some of you who get
okay, if you think that's funny, you're a real moron.
All right. Franz, tell us something about your music. Tell us about your philosophy.
What the hell are you doing a crazy business like composition?
Well, I do all different kinds of stuff, writing for orchestra, chamber music stuff, but also, from electronic to acoustic, a very eclectic mix.
Eclectic, yeah, eclectic. You're going to have cheers for that. I have a little thing. I'll put it up.
Whatever.
I like eclectic. So what do you want to play first? Let's just get to the music, man.
I think we should start with a piece I wrote for the lead trombone players, principal trombone players from the Vienna Philharmonic Symphonic, and with Dave Taylor as a guest.
Dave Taylor! He's always
it's a live recording, and it's called Polka Fast, and my variation on a polka.
All right, polka fast. That's what I'm talking
done.
About.
It often works.
I like polkas.
Yeah.
They make me happy. Polkas and beer.
Yeah, and everything. I wasn't going to say queer, but something. All right.
All right, so Charles, announce it. Be professional.
Polka Fast Earl, live. It's a live performance with the trombone members of the Vienna Philharmonic.
And Symphonic and Dave Taylor.
And Dave Taylor here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Thank you. Woo! Polka Fest by our guest composer Franz Hackl here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. That was a trombone quartet featuring members of the Vienna Philharmonic along with New York's own Dave Taylor.
Yeah, man, that was, dude, that makes me want to go and trolley around with a bottle of beer.
Or not.
Charles, Charles had a very smart question. Well, he was about to ask it before we were talking,
and so Gene shut me up.
As usual.
Brass players in Vienna and Germany, they're known for their greatness of tone, but not necessarily for their flexibility. Although we've heard quite a bit of flexibility here. Do you find that true, or is that just a stereotype? A Viennese or German versus American?
To a certain degree, it's a stereotype, but it's also true, with the exception, I think, that the really happening players and leading players, it doesn't matter on what side of the ocean they are, they're flexible and have great sound. But as a general rule, the equipment what they have, they would play in general with a bigger bore and a big mouthpiece, and by nature you have less flexibility on it. Also, I think it's more strict in terms of sound, what you have, that the section has to sound the same. On the other hand, I think, and Dave Taylor is a perfect example, combines the best of both worlds. He would have the great flexibility and also play more, and don't get me wrong, I find it very interesting, in Europe it's very often it's a little bit stiffer in terms of the sound what is supposed to have in orchestras, but I think brass players play with more risk. If they play, they don't force it. They also try to play in the high range piano. I'm not saying that American cats can do that. They can do it as well. But there's more this thing, you play a little bit more forceful. And I think it's a different mindset. But that said, but in terms of what you do with the time and freedom, I think the Europeans risk a little bit more, but again, on the top level, there's not so much difference. But when we were speaking before of our own Dave Taylor, I think he combines all of that. It's a great sound, but he will take out the freedom in terms of interpreting and playing with the tempi but he would function very well in an orchestra and is a fantastic solist, so it can be done on all levels.
Well, it makes me think of an American in Paris by Gershwin. There's a great tutti trombone line near the end.
Which you did not hear, that was actually Charles. That was not a trombone.
Thank you. My point is, most European orchestras will play it literally, whereas Americans will give it a slur.
Yeah.
Depending on the conductor,
no slurs in this show, okay?
Yeah, you just did one a few minutes ago. It rhymed with duck.
Don't slur on my show. All right. Well,
you do that, man.
A little brass lesson. So if you act now, you'll also get a course on clarinet. So order quick while supplies last. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
Yeah,
can we have some more music? I don't want to hear you talk anymore.
Play the next. What's next, Franz?
Any more brass?
More brass. Actually, that's a chamber. A music piece for three trombones, one French horn, three trumpets, two clarinets, and one flute.
Jesus.
It's called Tirol, 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 and I wrote this music for the United Nations, and it was performed there for the Year of the Mountains. And it's called Tirol, 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 and my contemporary version on mountain songs.
Mountain songs right here in Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Hey, wait, that's my line.
All right, do it.
Tirol, Tirol, Tirol.
It's by all about the unions.
by our guest, Franz Hackl, here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. Tirol, Tirol, Tirol by our guest composer Franz Hackl here on Noise Punk and Das Kuhner. That was a piece for Brass and Woodwinds Ensemble written for the UN, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Why do you have to spell anything? Just say un. Oh, wait, that's...
Just say un?
That was beautiful orchestration. I like some of the flying things. It was great. It was a really nice combination. It was very hip. I'm digging it, y'all. Yo, I'm digging it, y'all. What are you going to play next?
Next, I would like to play... I did a rendering, my version of Helfenleben from Richard Strauss.
And
which, by the way, goes... Anyway.
Beautiful.
I had to sneak that in. I'm sorry.
That wasn't an orchestra. That was Charles singing.
So, what I did, I called it U-Held because, you know, in Austria, we call the subway U-Bahn.
I've been on the U-Bahn.
Yes, and U-Held, you know, it really speeds up the process becoming a hero if you're dead. So, if you're U-Held, if you're under the earth. So, that's my variation on it. And it's Dave Taylor, again, as a soloist, myself, and Dietmar Kibbelberg. And with computer, I used original parts. It was, again, a live performance. I also did some computer programming, and it's like interweaving a lot of stuff, opening up sections, soloing over that. But you will hear it soon.
And this is the second movement, right?
Yes, I wrote You Held One, and due to popular demand, I had to do You Held Two.
Oh, so this is a separate piece, period?
No, actually, yeah, what I did, I spliced it up, and since Heldenleben is an awful lot of musical information, I made like two 15, 16 minutes pieces out of it. Mm. And I turned it around. I would change the order, but you will hear. But it's two it's two pieces, but it's supposed to be played on the same evening if you do.
Mm. Okay.
So this is the
like
long
Dabness and Chloe, Suite 1, Suite 2.
This
well,
is the 15
it's been
one?
Done. This is the fifth. Yeah, well, they're both, kind of.
Oh, okay.
So we do number two.
Track five.
This is track five. Charles.
Not that we want to tell our listening audience that we have track numbers, because it's really interesting to go through that, especially when I sing. You know, it's an E flat.
I like C major. That's the only one.
You're playing C major, and we're in E flat, you moron. So, You Held. Second part two. You Held. Leibniz is the Festspielhaus in Vienna, right?
No, not Vienna. This one is in L. It's called the Tiroler Festspiele, and it's conducted by Gustav Kuhn, who is one of the main cats. Sometimes he conducts the Paris Opera and does a lot of stuff. And he's actually a Wagner and Strauss expert.
Ay, 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 that's an effort for you, Wagner and Strauss. You Held by Franz Hackl.
And Mendelssohn, right?
You Held number two by Franz Hackl here on Noise Punk and Das Kuhner.
Couldn't it be that some
Thank you. Thank you.
Ay, ay, ay. That is some distinctive piece you held by our guest Franz Hackl for orchestra. And, well, it's kind of a piece, kind of a list of variations on pieces of Ein Heldenleben by Richard Strauss.
Ein.
But he doesn't.
Leben! You, sorry. That sounds like some kind of a sentence.
Man, you
rushed it. Why don't you tell Franz
Exactly. Well, let's talk about who was in it. Dave Taylor was in it. Of course, Mr. Hackl himself.
That was a great solo with the trumpet and the harps and shit.
Harps. What is wrong with you, man?
Tell us about the harps. Tell us more about the harp girls.
Well, you know, I just asked for 8 harps, and by accident, there were like 8 incredible, beautiful Italian women. But, you know,
harps
are
cool.
Didn't request it. But it was a nice,
it's nice
thing on top of beautiful playing.
On top of beautiful women.
With Heldenleben, I just wanted to make sure that it can't be abused anymore for any kind of Nazi propaganda or whatever. So I think Heldenleben is done now. It can't be used for any propaganda.
That's the first thing I usually think before I write a piece of music. Can this be abused for Nazi propaganda?
Yeah.
Usually the answer is yes.
So when I just played around, I moved, as you could hear, certain parts of the Castro stuff. I rearranged the order, wrote like middle pieces for it, and
cool.
I think it came out nice.
It sounded nice, yeah. Especially the sections with the improvisation over El Hedden Leblin.
Well,
can't pronounce that thing.
I love it. Dave Taylor.
Yeah, oh yeah, the singing, that was hot, man.
Yay.
What was he drinking? Hey, you know what? We need a program notes for Ein Heldenleben.
Yeah, where do I get that?
Charles is gonna try to read the program notes for that piece by Strauss.
Do we have it here?
Silence.
Yes, sir.
And me and Franz will improvise on. He'll be playing my out of two piano, and I'll be playing my keyboard, and we're gonna try to make Charles laugh without taking down our pants.
Monstrous conceit is only one of the crimes for which Strauss was indicted when it was discovered that he had made himself the hero of his latest tome poem, none too modestly entitled A Hero's Life. But sometimes who had more than his share of urbanity did not always take either his heroism or his Heldenleben as seriously as did the embattled critics of the considerable malicious amusement when they thought they recognized themselves and his tone poem. All right, you got me. Damn. The part where the baby said mommy was also very effective. This is so... Okay, this is really ludicrous right now. Hey, shut up already. Let's get back to the program, if we can. What's the next piece?
The next piece is called Keep Cool, Set the Stool. It's the title from a children's book. I think it's very fitting.
Yeah, it's fitting, definitely.
We are now ready for some serious drum set.
Oh, yeah, drum sets?
Ronnie Holmes is playing drums. It's a live recording for Jazz Festival in Vienna. And it's Kenny Davis on bass,
nice.
Steve Chihan on percussion, and we have Dafer Youssef on
bass. Dafer, I know Dafer.
Domus Kogi on saxophone, Paul Sauna on myself on trumpet.
All right, cool. And what's the name of the piece again?
Keep Cool, Set the Stool, live from the Jazz Festival in Vienna.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Gruner
with Izinka.
And yet, all through that B flatness, he ends in E. God darn it.
Keep that was some serious soloing, man.
Music of Franz Hackl. Keep cool, said the stool, by our guest Franz Hackl. Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. That was a live performance in Vienna of 1997. You had a variety of people. You, of course, yourself on trumpet, but who else performed?
David Gilmour on electric guitar, Steve Shahan percussion, Dafa Youssef on oud, Thomas Kugi on saxophone, Paul Sauter on trombone, Ronnie Holmes on drums, and Kenny Davis on bass.
There you go. Why the hell Gene is playing that beats the hell out of me.
I was just a little music for, like, you know, you tell the people's
contrast
names.
Of what we just heard before.
No, just a little music under the, it's underscore. Here, talk about something. I'll underscore you.
Once there was a boy named Gene. He was always never clean. Okay, that's all I got.
Chuck sucked his penis, and then it was between us, and then he said, "I'm Mr. Bean." I don't know. It was like you made some kind of a limerick.
It seems maybe relevant.
All right, I'll take that.
Well, we started with a polka. Why don't we end with a polka?
That's a good idea, Charles.
All right.
Can you get your hand off my knee now?
Hey. Polka face. Explain this piece, Franz.
Polka face. From I get it.
Recording from the Internet Festival. I play with a great group called B3 Plus, Dave Dale on bass trombone,
yeah,
and John Clark on French horn. And the next piece is called Polka Face, and it's with playback. I mean, the three of us, but in the playback, I used all kind of weird samples, also doubler, and it's kind of playing in the background in its weird own screwed up way, pizzicato polka from Strauss. But of course, he won't recognize it, and we play something over that.
Well, for those of you who don't know the piece, if you happen to recognize it, it goes more or less.
But also,
it's a C major.
That was not a string orchestra, that was Charles Coleman singing.
Yeah, in case you're wondering. So let's hear it. Polka Face by our guest Franz Hackl. Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. Guest Franz Hackl here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. That we heard, of course, Franz himself on trumpet, Dave Taylor on trombone. Who else
and
was involved?
John Clark is on French horn.
John Clark on French.
And a bunch of electronics and tablas and stuff. That was cool. I dig it. Yeah. I dig it.
Well,
what?
Yeah.
What'd you call me?
I called you nothing, sir.
Why do you put your finger up my buttocks? All right, so.
As if that were funny.
Well,
why have we talked like. Anyway. Ah, sorry.
What
American
are you?
Mode.
Tell me
now.
Something. Franz, give us a little sign of speech.
No. It's speech. So.
Speech.
So anyway.
Come on, Franz. Let Franz talk.
Okay.
Why does always you have to talk?
Yeah.
Tell us about how that was based on the Strauss.
The piece was based on the pizzicato polka.
Pizzicato polka.
By Strauss.
Johann. Junior.
And I did, I guess I did pretty well with Dabla was mostly playing the pizzicato stuff.
As it should.
Yes. I think it was originally, if Mr. Strauss would have known, he sure would only have written for Dabla.
I heard he liked Curry.
Curry and Dabla. Yeah.
And Dabla. And Strauss.
It would
have changed the whole history of Viennese waltz.
Exactly. Right.
You would see all the funny dances in 7 and 15.
Ay-yi-yi.
17.
Ay-yi-yi, caramba.
Opera ball would be, all these balls worldwide would be much more entertaining.
It's true.
17 and stuff.
But we'd have a lot of people with broken limbs. More limbs would be broken.
Yeah.
Because they
probably
can't.
Probably.
Which would be a good thing.
So then basketball wouldn't be the most dangerous sport anymore.
Yeah, right.
Which is officially is. I don't know if you guys know.
No, I don't know. I don't like
it
sports.
It came out with statistics.
Unless it's handball with Charles.
On that note, let's break.
Sorry. I'll put a laugh.
Why is it funny? Well, find out for yourself.
Here on Noise Punk.
All right, cool.
So I think this is show number 9. Charles, well, we're going to have another guest, show number 10, sooner or later. But we decided that every 11-21 show, 1-11-21, the show is going to be about, I'm going to interview Charles is going to interview me. Because that was our first show.
Oh, yeah.
And we like to play our own music because we're egotistical bastards.
Yes. Yes, that's my line.
So that's in 2 shows. So next show we'll have somebody else. I think we have maybe Arthur Campella coming. But anyway, more about that later. Thank you very much, Franz.
Thanks for coming. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Same here.
All right.
And what do we have here? Oh, it's this theme music.
It's theme music. Yes, of course. Well, that'll do it for Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Thank you, Gene. You kick ass, as usual.
Charles, you look lovely.
And until next time, noise to you!
Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Noise punk. Can't the screwed up. Noise punk and the screwed up. Noise.